Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
By the time you hear this, some of the initial information from the Mueller report should have been released. There'll be disappointments in some circles and vindication in other circles. Some Democrats have been pulling for an investigation and even impeachment from the time Donald Trump was first elected, even before he took office. They said either Donald Trump or those he instructed actually met with Russian counterparts, and they all conspired to skew the outcome of the 2016 presidential race. Some suggested that Trump himself was doing the direct bidding of Vladimir Putin. Every time a member of the congressional committees were asked by reporters if they had anything on the president yet, the answer was always no, but we're still looking. No, but they were still looking, yeah. As it got closer and closer to the Mueller report being finalized, members of Congress were doubling down on their accusations. Just before the report was issued, California Congressman Adam Schiff said there is still, quote, significant evidence of collusion, end of quote. This before he even knew what was in the report. Just days before the report was completed, California Congressman Eric Swalwell was on NBC and said, quote, this is circumstantial evidence, which in a court of law can be treated as the same as direct evidence. Yes, he colluded. I don't think that's a hard question to answer at all, end of quote. For nearly 2 years, some Democrats have been saying, yes, there was evidence. Some praised Mueller and said Trump ought to stay out of the fray and let Mueller come up with an independent conclusion. Others said that if Mueller came up with anything except what they expected, that is, Trump warrants impeachment, it's because there was direct obstruction by Trump into the investigation. The theory was blown out of the water just a few days ago when Mueller himself said he was never obstructed. Plus, he said indictments won't be forthcoming. As we approach the release of this highly anticipated report, there are those Democrats in Congress who have said they just refuse to accept the outcome unless a finger is pointed at Trump, which leads us to an interesting point. During the lead-up to the 2016 election, Donald Trump was asked if he would accept the outcome of the election regardless of who won. He kind of hemmed and hawed, didn't say no, just danced around the question a bit, but eventually acknowledged he would accept the outcome. Democrats vilified him for that and said that this is how the system works and all parties should accept the outcome whichever way it goes. Hillary Clinton and her minions were adamant that all parties had to agree with the outcome. As soon as the election was declared for Trump, Democrats began to question whether or not there was collusion to throw the election Trump's way. They began to question the legitimacy of the basic system of the Electoral College. This all led them questioning the systems that elevate Supreme Court justices, the need for U.S. senators, filibusters, the voting age for president, and much more. Democrats have done the same with the Mueller report. In anticipation of the report concluding Trump and his family are in the clear, that there was no obstruction of justice and no collusion with Russia or anyone else, Democrat leaders are already calling for congressional hearings to, quote, get the real truth, end of quote. Well, there ought to be hearings to get to the real truth. The American public deserves to know the truth about what possible role the Clinton campaign played in the 2016 campaign regarding collusion with Russia or obstruction of any kind. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.